Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring some Motown groups that had a solo artist break out after they were with the group. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, Diana Ross, The Temptations, Eddie Kendricks, The Jackson 5, Jermaine Jackson, The Commodores, and Lionel Richie. That's all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. from one day Motown songs to another. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from the Temptations, featuring singer Eddie Kendricks. That was Beauty's Only Skin Deep, and that reached number 3 from 1966. Before that, Diana Ross, well on her own in 1980, with the number 5 tune, I'm Coming Out. And we started with Supremes featuring Diana Ross, a song from 1966 that reached number 9, Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour on Motown Memories, we're featuring Motown groups who later had a solo artist break out on their own. Well, coming up, the member that was part of the Temptations and then broke out on his own, Eddie Kendricks. Well, the voice of Eddie Kendricks had sold millions of records as a Temptation, but it was during the recording session for the album called The Sky's the Limit that Eddie was preparing for a solo debut. He recalled, I never, ever wanted to leave the group. I never thought about leaving. The only reason I left is because I wasn't allowed to record on my own at the same time. While financial problems made it necessary to record a solo album, Kendricks says, but he wanted to release that as a side project while remaining with the Temptations. Forced to choose between the Temptations and a solo career, he opted for the solo career. Well, performing solo was not new for the former Temptations. He was born Edward James Kendricks on December 17, 1939, in Union Springs, Alabama, and he was raised in Birmingham, Alabama. Well, with high school friend Paul Williams, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio, and he formed a group called the Cavaliers. After that group broke up, Kendricks and Williams sang a solo artist, appearing in concerts together. Well, here is Eddie's only number one song, Keep On Truckin', right here on Motown Memories. Shame on me, yeah.
going straight to you. I'm trucking.
Yahoo.com.
Close my eyes and I see your face at night.
Jermaine Jackson with Let's Get Serious, a number 9 tune from 1980, and before that, when Jermaine was part of the Jackson 5, he had a number 2 sound in 1974 with Dancing Machine. And we start with Eddie Kendricks, after he left the Temptations, with Keep On Truckin', number 1 from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature for this entire hour Motown artists that went out on their own after they were part of a group. Well, coming up, a great song from the Commodores featuring lead singer Lionel Richie and Still. Well, the Commodores' two biggest hits of 1979 were both written by Lionel Richie, and they were inspired by married couples who were in the process of breaking up. The second of these two songs is called Still, which is coming up. Well, Lyle told Dick Clark in a Mutual Broadcasting special that this song was written about another couple, both good friends of Lionel, who were breaking up. "I admired their strength," Richie told Clark. "They decided that marriage was not the thing for them, and they were probably destroying what they had in the first place, which was their friendship. They both sat down and said, 'Listen, we want to be friends. We said some things wrong. We've done some things wrong. Let's get a divorce, and that way we can still be in love and still love each other as friends.'" Well, here is Still by the Commodores, right here on Motown Memories.
Just a moment away, and I'm without you once again. You laughed at me. You said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that flew away, so many words we didn't say. Two people lost in a storm.
Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. Next half hour, we'll continue to feature Motown artists who were part of a Motown group before breaking out on their own. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.